Already. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a great contest that we're going to be kicking off right here and now. I've been talking about it a little bit over time, and it is the Take Your Picture of the Kid as You're Going to School contest. There's probably a better name for it than that, but essentially, a lot of parents do it, right?
You were so eloquent in describing the contest.
Yes, but a lot of people do it, and you know, because they want to memorialize that moment in time when the little ones get ready to go to school. And so for that, we thought we would invite a professional photographer into the studio, and her name is Annie Rouvelois. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay, so now...
That was good, Jerry.
I know. So what's interesting here is that I called Annie, who I did a story with many years ago on Wood TV, where she was taking pictures of women in the blissful state of pregnancy, right?
Pregnant silhouettes, yes.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And so I tapped into my history here, and I said, Annie, would you agree to maybe give us a nice big picture prize package for people to take the pictures of their kids, send them to our website, WLHT.com, click on Barnaby and Friends, and then we'll just, over 2 weeks' time, gather all the pictures, have the viewers of the website decide which one gets the most oohs and ahs, and for that, they will get a $500 sitting fee and number of pictures from you, free of charge.
Absolutely.
That is a great, great value.
Oh, it's awesome. And
you've actually
so
used her
great.
Since then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every other year, we have Annie take pictures, and then in between, we go to, like, Sears. So... It's like, can't
you
I
can't
love
say that
you doing
in front of Annie.
No, we were just talking about it. She knows what we do.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, to me, it's amazing having pictures taken of the kids. And, you know what, you keep them forever, and they grow so fast that to kind of document that point in time is just it's wonderful. Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of people don't take very good pictures. And for that, we're going to tap into Annie's history here as a photographer and get four quick tips talking about it. Annie, what is it that people can do to get the best picture possible of a little one as they get ready to leave the house?
All right. Well, I've got four basic tips that I would give when photographing your kids. The first one I would say is when you're setting up your shot, make sure that you simplify your background. Change your angle, move around a little bit, avoid distracting objects. If you're going to photograph your kids, say, getting on the bus, make sure that the bus, maybe, for example, is like the entire background. It's just a beautiful yellow background with a black stripe, and then your kid with a big old backpack, and their colors really will stand out from that. But that's the first thing that I would say is don't be afraid to move around, change your angle, and simplify your background.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tip number two.
Tip number two would be to get down to your child's eye level. This is a huge one. I see tons of parents pull out their digital camera, look at the back of their camera, look in their, you know, the dad's 6 feet tall, turn the camera to frame up the kid and just shoot from that high angle. That gives a lot of distortion to your final portrait. And so what do you want to do? Get down on one knee. If your child's got a little 3 or 4 foot tall child, get down on one knee, get down on their eye level. You make a much better portrait.
That's going to put them more at ease.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Get down on their level and looking down on them. The third thing I would say also has to do with avoiding like distortion is step back and zoom in for a close-up portrait. You don't want to use your wide-angle lens. That's great for group shots. And typically, when you turn on your camera and open it up, it's going to be set right to a wide-angle lens. So you want to turn on your camera, take a few steps back, zoom in a little bit, and you'll have a much, much, much better portrait, especially for the close-ups.
Well, yeah, because
and
the face
the baby
is where the
pictures,
personality
oh my
is.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Now, can you take a picture and then zoom in? Because my camera, after you take the picture, you can zoom in.
Yeah, and absolutely not. You can't correct for that distortion once you've taken the picture.
Wrong.
Yeah. You really want to step back, even just 3 steps, you know, and zoom in just a little bit, and you'll get, a picture without the eyes really wide set, you know.
Yeah,
and,
well, that's not my kid.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Excellent.
Right. All right, and the fourth one, this is probably the most difficult one, but capturing spontaneity, if possible. That's just always so much more fun. And I say, if you're trying to photograph, you know, brother and sister or two kids together, and they're just sitting there looking at you, giving you the most fake smile, tell them to look at each other. You know, most of the time they'll look at each other and they'll just start cracking up. And you can take that shot and that can be your shot right there.
Right. Get the dog to come into the picture.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah. Get the family dog, family cat. You know, the kid gets comfortable immediately and gives you that wonderful picture.
Or you give him money.
You can't give them money. You can't bribe them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it works every time.
Well, I just worked with my kids as they ran out.
Exactly.
You know, the vending machine.
Well, actually, they rifled your purse.
Yeah. You gave them permission.
Right. So those are good tips right there. I mean, it's easy to take a picture if you just kind of think it through a little bit and relax and
not make it
a big moment because, you know, everybody gather around. Okay, give me a big smile. 1, 2, 3, then you're going to get the fakest picture ever, right?
Exactly, right. If you can get them doing something spontaneous, another favorite one, especially for that first day of school, kid walking away, big old backpack on their back, have them walking away and turn. turn towards you, and boom, you get that shot.
Oh, and you get that also just saying, okay, see you later, Johnny. Hey, Johnny. And they turn around and you snap
the
picture.
Exactly. Cute.
Okay, take Annie's advice to the bank. All right, and by that I mean take a picture of your child when they go to school this coming Tuesday, and then definitely send it to us. Go to the website, WLHT.com, click on Barnaby and Friends, and you will be entered into a $500 wonderful picture package courtesy of Annie Rouvelois, who's a wonderful photographer, been doing work in Paris and Boston and all over the place, and she's right here in Grand Rapids. So think of that. You can have a wonderful gift just for taking a picture of your child.
And if you go to our website, too, you can see her work. We have a link to her website.
Yeah.
And you can
see
what you could get. Yeah, absolutely.
I know it. All righty. So, Annie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A biento.
A biento.
Au revoir.
95.7 WLHT is proud to present David Cook.